This is the sermon preached on Lent 3, 2020 in St. Paul's Anglican Church in Athens. And the main reading is St. John's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 5 to 42. First of all, thank you to all those who have expressed condolences on the very recent death of my father. He passed away peacefully on Wednesday, and Lynn and I will be in Scotland for his funeral on Friday of this week. Secondly, the preacher this morning should have been Sherry Angelus, but I advised her not to come this morning due to concerns about the coronavirus. These are uncertain times for all of us, so all due care must be taken, including when we're in church gatherings. We should not be shaking hands. Ensure that you have sanitized your hands before and after being in and out of the building. Only the bread will be distributed at Holy Communion, and the collection bags will not be passed round. So please give your donation as you leave at the end of the liturgy. All of this is compliant with the directions of our bishops across the Church of England. So far in the sermon, we have little to feel cheerful about. However, let's look at the Gospel reading, for there we will find encouragement to our faith and joy in Christ. It is a well-known Gospel reading. Pardon the pun, for Jesus encounters a woman at a well. The Christian Orthodox tradition gives her the name Photini. It wasn't just any old well, but a well called Jacob's Well, which is now to be found inside a church in Nablus, located between Mount Ebla and Mount Gerizim. The story illustrates how Jesus was not constrained by prejudices and normal customs, and it shows how the woman is not constrained by the controls of the religion of her day. It really is a gospel story of liberation. Samaria was not natural territory for Orthodox Jews. In fact, it was heretic country, for the Samaritans were considered foreigners, unclean and unorthodox. Centuries before, these people had objected to the building of the temple in Jerusalem and had set up their own centre of religion on nearby Mount Gerizim. It was common for Orthodox Jews travelling north and south to skirt around the region of Samaria. This is why it was such a shock when the crowds heard about a good man who was a Samaritan. It was inconceivable. I wonder who would be the surprising or shocking good Samaritan in our own troubled times with a global virus, mass migration, and social challenge. A second taboo, if you like, is the interlocutor, the other person in the conversation with Jesus at the well. It was a woman on her own. It seems she had no chaperone, but then she was on womanly domestic work, and maybe as she is on her own, she is already a social outcast. How often do we still see scenes like this in Arab or African communities, where it is the women or girls who still have to walk miles to find the nearest water, even though it may be foul and full of disease? I guess this woman from the city of Sychar is collecting good water. However, it would be countercultural for a man to engage an unchaperoned woman in conversation, and this custom still prevails today in some places. So, despite these taboos and circumstances, the woman has a deep theological conversation with Christ. It begins with a simple request. He says to her, "Give me a drink." He will later receive a drink on a sponge as he hangs on the cross, a drink of bitter vinegar and herbs. But here he requests good, clean water. She is shocked. "He spoke to me. He asked for something from me." The request is expanded from the physical element of water to the spiritual water of life. But she temporarily returns to the physical. She hasn't quite engaged yet. So as he talks about the water of life, she is still thinking he has no bucket, a requirement at any well. Christ returns to his metaphor of living water that quenches the thirst in a different way to the water in the well. She, Fotini, is hooked. "Give me this water," she says. The woman expresses, in brief, the difference between the two religious traditions, the one based in Jerusalem and her own, which focuses on Mount Gerizim. She speaks of Messiah, and Jesus says, "That's me." Suddenly, the theological conversation is interrupted by the arrival of the other disciples, who were astonished that Jesus would be speaking to this woman. But she goes off to share the good news that she has experienced. She is persuaded that Jesus is the good news, and she herself becomes a bearer of this good news. And we're told that many Samaritans come to believe. It is rather a glorious episode in the account of St. John, and it leaves us with some very good and searching questions about ourselves. More questions than answers, really, but then each of us has to answer for ourselves. How open are you and I to receive the ministry of a 2020 Samaritan who is doing good? How do we engage with people to talk about Jesus and help them to come to faith? How do we, in reality, move from accepting Jesus of Nazareth to accepting that he is truly the Saviour of the world? Amen.